Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
We have been talking and speculating and wondering, hey, so what do the Bears plan on doing with Justin Fields? Like, they plan on moving him? Are they going to just wait until later on? Are they going to wait until there's an injury, until after the draft, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? No, apparently the move for the Chicago Bears following the trade out of Pittsburgh of Kenny Pickett over to the Philadelphia Eagles that happened late in the show when we were actually filling in on the herd last week on Friday. Justin Fields is gone to the Chicago Bears. And my favorite part about all this is the spin job that the Bears have put together to try and make people think that this was all part of a plan to do a solid for Justin Fields. According to this from Ryan Poles, who made this statement after the trade happened, we have engaged in multiple trade conversations in recent weeks and believe trading Justin at this time to Pittsburgh is what's best for both Justin and the Bears. Today we spoke to him to inform him of the trade and the rationale behind it for us. As a club, we want to thank him for his tireless dedication, leadership, and all he poured into our franchise and community the last 3 years, and we wish him the best towards a long and successful NFL career. And look, Justin Fields released a statement as well, too. And it's everything you and Brady Quinn have said about the guy. You can't find anybody that has a bad thing to say about Justin Fields. They love that dude. And it's a shame that the Bears did have the number one overall pick, because I think that's really what was dictating this decision. And then Ian Rappaport went on social media yesterday.
What'd he say?
And said, important note on the Justin Fields trade. At least four additional teams inquired about trading for Fields, but Fields' representation asked for him not to be traded there. He wanted the Steelers, and the Bears did right by him. Now, I don't know whether or not...
Do you buy that?
Well, I think that's an indication that somebody with the Bears front office has Ian Rappaport's password and may have gone on there and sent that tweet out. No, I don't buy that for a second.
I don't buy that.
Come on, man. So what are the teams? And like this whole like trying to push this out. Let's just call it what it is. Kirk Cousins
messed up the market.
Yes, on
for
his
Justin Fields.
Yes, because the market was the Falcons, and when he made the decision to go to Atlanta, he hurt Minnesota and he hurt Chicago. Like
that's right.
Both of them got it by Kirk Cousins on his way out the
that's
door.
Right.
Like he pulled the pin out, threw it, and then bolted. And now the damage is the Bears trading away Justin Fields for a sixth round pick that's a conditional sixth round that turns into a fourth round in 2025
if he
plays 51% of the snaps this upcoming season.
Which still a fourth round pick. I mean, you did right by Justin Fields. Sounds like it was a wholesale fire sale, if you ask me. Like this,
that's
a liquidation sale.
The Steelers got a third.
Bro,
can he pick it?
Bro, listen to what I'm telling you right now. You got Russ for 1.3.
Or it might have been 1.2. Who knows?
Okay, 1.2, 1.3. And you get a rookie contract, and you only had to give up a six round pick, possibly a fourth round pick for Justin Fields. Two starting quarterbacks right. In the league, by the way.
And like, you look at what the quarterback room was in Pittsburgh last year. It was Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky. In one offseason, you've gone from that to Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and it cost you like
absolutely nothing.
A half can of Copenhagen and like a six pack of Iron City Light, and that's it.
You know, it's crazy that the sitting down and making sense of the move by Pittsburgh, it's like a I declare war type of scenario setup, right? You bring them in, and one of the things, one of the points I raised when I was discussing it was basically you're talking about two quarterbacks that in this situation, it's kind of must win situations for both quarterbacks. Mike Tomlin, if you guys recall, said at one point towards the end of the season or right after the season ended, I'm going to create competition. They asked, was it Kenny Pickett's job moving forward? Was it his job moving forward? And Mike Tomlin's response was, we're going to bring competition to this quarterback's room. Well, name me a more competitive quarterback room in the National Football League today. Post St. Paddy's Day.
What day?
Today. You have two guys that are going to fiercely, intensely compete for the starting job because both of them have something to prove. Now, how good that is, I mean, you'd have to assume in a prove it in a pure production driven industry like football, the NFL, that this is a tremendously amazing scenario for the Steelers. And it also has to be a tremendously amazing opportunity for the two players as well, simply for the fact that they control their own destinies. They hold their own destinies in their own hands. You're coming in, both of them are new, so there is no, I doubt the players are going to be kind of leaning towards one side to the next, right? Like, there is no familiarity. They're both new to the team, you know? And then you get into the idea of, well, whoever earns their keep, whoever comes in and is that right player for the situation, for the job, they're going to play. Which, by the way, don't be surprised if they do a dual quarterback type of system where both of them play quite a bit.
Where they've got like a package for Justin Fields or something.
A package
like
for Russell Wilson.
I also look at it and I go, this is different than the situation with Deshaun Watson in Cleveland, to where, you know, Massage got that $230 million contract.
And have to play another down.
Yeah, it doesn't have to play another down. Also, really doesn't have to sweat a quarterback competition because they're so pot committed to him as their QB that when Joe Flacco comes in and wins comeback player of the year, it's like, well, there's no quarterback controversy. The fact that they go out and sign Jameis Winston, there's no quarterback controversy.
They can do a quarterback in the draft or get an undrafted free agent, and that could be the one who supplants the one of the two guys that just got signed.
Yeah, like
they don't even hold enough value monetarily to hold a roster spot if they don't perform.
Like you're paying them like a bag of Funyuns and some Fun Dip. Like there's nothing.
You heard me say it. Like I'm saying, if you're valuing anyone now, the Justin Fields situation, that's different because he's on his rookie contract, so you can't base what they think of him value-wise by what they're paying him until you get to the place of if they redo his contract. Now, you'll know how they feel about Justin Fields when they redo his contract, but right as of now, there's nothing there. It's a rookie contract. You gave up a sixth round, possibly a fourth round. Like, that's it. You're picking up a rookie contract. With Russell Wilson, you if you felt as though this is the guy you're turning the franchise over to, and you want him to undoubtedly be the leader of this team, and it's his team moving forward, you don't give him that small of a contract.
And there also there's a report out there that the Steelers and are interested in doing an extension with Russell Wilson at some point down the road. It's like,
yeah, down the road, of course.
Yeah, let's slow it down a little bit here. Like, you know, let's wait and see how this thing turns out. Like, yes, Russell Wilson's a better quarterback than Justin Fields, and you know, at his age, you never know how these things are going to play out.
Is he at this point?
I think he is.
His numbers say that he is. He had more yards throwing, higher quarterback rating, you know, all those things. But is he better than Justin Fields today? I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, they've already named him the starter. They told Justin Fields, you're going to be a backup. He was okay with it. He wanted the job. He wanted the opportunity. And look.
And based off of what the given scenario is, Jonas, that's the right approach. It's the right approach because on paper, Russell Wilson is the better quarterback on paper. But me asking, is he the better quarterback today, outside of looking at it from just purely the statistical categories that represent him being better, is he the better player today? I don't know that to be a definitive yes. And again, at the value that Pittsburgh has gotten this whole scenario and set up for, they can look at this and watch them battle it out because they're both motivated to not be a backup or to not be a failure as a NFL quarterback. And listen, Russ doesn't get failure as an NFL quarterback. He just gets a faltered career if it doesn't work out for him.
How do you think Russ is feeling right now? Because, like, again, this isn't like he's got this giant contract that, you know, he's like, well, you know, hey, this is like Cleveland. I don't have to worry about any competition. Look at what my money is. Like, how do you think he's feeling right now that a guy who would have been the starter in Atlanta had Kirk Cousins not left, a team that's projected to win the division now in the NFC South, yes, with Kirk Cousins, but I would say I liked Atlanta going into next year with Justin Fields in that division based on all the talent around him. How do you think Russell Wilson is feeling going, dude, this guy was a starting quarterback, and had the Bears not had the number one pick, he's still a starting quarterback, and they're probably looking to redo his deal and give him an extension, and that's the guy that they bring in as your backup.
Yeah, I think that there's a multitude of feelings that you would be feeling if you're Russell Wilson. One is you brought in a guy that could easily, like, displace me. That's first and foremost. Like, this guy has more time on his side, more energy. You would have to assume that Pittsburgh, if they're really, really being totally honest with themselves, you got to hope that Justin Fields proves out more so than Russell Wilson. And the reason why I would think that is because, one, his rookie contract is coming to an end, and you're going to have to decide, do you keep him or do you let him go? But then, two, if he does prove out, how much of a run can you get with Justin Fields versus a run you get with Russell Wilson? So I feel like if I'm Russ, he's looking at it like the Steelers have put themselves in a win-win scenario, and it gives me and Justin no real runway. There is no real leverage for the two of them at this point. All they can do is win by how they play. I mean, if any team could actually create this type of scenario, it's like the perfect scenario to get the entire best foot, not part of the best foot forward, not some of it, not a little bit, not a whole lot of it, but all of it. They got to put their entire best foot forward and every single day, because you can lose your job and that could potentially be a wrap for both of them.
It's just like, if you were to say, hey, we know what your quarterback situation is in Pittsburgh, it's a little bit up in the air, Rudolph, Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, you literally swapped out all three guys
for two starters. for two starters at like, at a league minimum.
Like, I'm like,
at a league minimum.
Around, wait a second.
I can cut your at like that. That all that talk in Denver, what he's got going on, and this, that, and the other, and he commands too many dollars, and he's stuck to them, and da 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 yada 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 yada.
That
gone,
is wild man,
gone.
That's wild.
Say the right thing out your mouth today. You going home. You're going home. You're going right back to that 16. Go to the restroom places that's in Denver. Go to Aspen and get some ski time in. You're not going to be here in Pittsburgh. And the same thing is represented to Justin Fields. If he doesn't come in and he doesn't throw down, like think about this. Off season, they ain't going to miss a day. You can't allow yourself, this is like back to college now, you can't allow yourself to have any off moments if you're Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, because every single day, every single thing you do, every single decision you make is going to be measured and weighed differently because you're so expendable. You are not stable at all. So you're going to be judged off of every single thing that you do because they can. That's the luxury of what they were able to do by doing the deal and parlaying it the way that they've parlayed it.
Yes.
They can handle this situation as hardcore as they would like. You add another, because they're going to add another quarterback or two to compete going into spring ball, OTAs, mini camps, all that stuff.
Man.
So you're talking about potentially one of these dudes could literally not be on the roster come regular season, one of these guys could miss the last cut.
And the reason this happened is because the Bears wanted to do Justin Fields a solid and send him. It's like, what a bunch of crap. Like, let me tell you something. You would have sent him to Indonesia if they would have offered up a second round.
There was no market.
Yeah, like, come on, dude.
So
like,
if you're saying you're going to do right by him, you would have assumed that the terms of a contract would have been much different, much more different, where it gives Justin Fields the opportunity to go into the scenario. And maybe he is, but it gives him the opportunity to go into the scenario negotiating what an extension looks like just an entirely new deal altogether.
It's unbelievable.
And then for Russell Wilson, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, okay, I know I'm getting paid a ton of money by Denver, but you can also give me more to present me in a way where you believe in me. And you're making a financial commitment to me that says that we believe in you being the guy that can lead this team. Like, it's a prove it contract. That's what everybody's calling it, the prove it contract. Okay. So basically what we're saying is you got to prove it. Justin Fields has to prove it. And Pittsburgh doesn't have to make any type of decisions for in the foreseeable future. It just seems like it's a boom bust. I said it was a boom bust with Russ. This is a boom bust move all the way around for Pittsburgh. It's a boom bust move for Mike Tomlin. It's a boom bust move for the Steelers. It's a boom bust move for both of these quarterbacks involved.
What a home run for the Steelers, man. Like, that is just awesome.
It could go horribly wrong, though.
Yeah, but, you know.
Amazingly right, but it could go horribly wrong,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but the best part is when people are doing their Easter egg hunts, you know, in a couple of weeks from now, like, whatever you get in, like, your little plastic eggs, just dump it out on the coffee table afterwards, and that's about what the Steelers are paying to Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
You know, like, when Russ did his initial thing when he signed his contract, like, it's official, y'all. He hit him with the low key, here we go.
Oh, like, that's his
– He threw his slogan out. And then not even 24, 48 hours later, they're signing Justin Fields. So does here we go still?
Yeah.
I said, I put it out there. I said, did anybody who's a Steeler fan caught on to what Russ did? Like, your catchphrase was here we go. Like, okay, so you're going back to the Super Bowl year that Lloyd and all of them, Kevin Green, the song here we go.
Unbelievable.
Boom. Like, you brought out the chorus line of the here we go Pittsburgh Steelers song as your punchline.
Hey, dusted it off, man.
Well, he better dust off his game too. Or he gonna be saying here we go from the sideline.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know what?
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, man, the more I look at this Anthony Edwards stuff,
it's one of the most disrespectful dunks ever in the history of the game. I mean, the way the dude goes down, sits down, put his hands on his head, like he elbowed him right in his face.
I don't think it's a dunk.
It's not a dunk.
It's a throw-in.
It's a finish.
It's a throw-in.
It doesn't matter, Jonas. That it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's above the rim, bro.
Yeah.
Like a dunk, you know why dunks matter? Because it says that you're high.
Yeah, but a lot of people go.
And I'm not talking like off of weed. I'm talking you're high in the sky.
Listen, like I understand. Like there's a lot of people that travel to space. I think Michael Strahan went to space. I think
they
like,
said like a day
William
trip.
Shatner went to space.
Like big, a day trip.
Yeah, there's a big difference between going to space and walking on the moon. And I feel like Anthony Edwards went to space.
There's no difference.
But Sean Kemp walked on the moon.
No way. That dunk was ignorant. It's up there. It's up there with all-time ignorance. Like you said, the Vince Carter one where
yeah.
he had to shake his leg loose. when he did it. He dunked on him. He came down and just started shaking his leg.
Like he was cutting a fart and trying to get it out of his pant leg.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. He was shaking that leg.
By the way, Lee Delap did that in Ireland in front of Jade.
Oh, my God.
So Jade, our...
Did it come out of your pants? Did it make it out?
It was a good rip.
Like we walked through this park, and we just left this event. We walked through the park, and we're going to walk to the Notre Dame-Navy game. And so it's Lee and myself and the White Castle King or Queen, Jade, who came in, and she just was helping us out with everything, and we're all having a good time. And Lee, unprompted, just decided, you know what? This is the right place to do it. And just let one fly and then shook his leg out to get it out of his jeans.
I did a couple strides away from you guys.
It's just like
ignorant.
There was a tarantula had crawled up his leg, and he's like, I got to get this thing out of here and let it fly. But yeah, but Anthony Edwards, man, it was impressive. Really impressive.
But he didn't elbow the dude in his head. He just sat down on the ground holding his head, like just injury, like just to add insult to injury, like dude sitting there like that, and Anthony just. Ant-Man finished him. It doesn't even matter if he hit the rim or not. He was so far above the rim. It was just an amazing play, man. Amazing athletic feat.
I think the block was more impressive than the dunk.
The block was crazy because he hit his head off. Well, he hit his head off of the rim,
off the backboard. And then
that
fell down,
and then popped right back up.
Yeah, just saying, hey, we're up. Good. Like this, you know, no problem. And I think they were asking. I forget who did the interview with him. It might have been TNT. If it wasn't, apologies to whoever did the interview with him. I forget, but. They asked him afterwards because he came out and he played the following night or the following game. And they said, you know, you took a hard fall at the end of that game. He's like, I'm young. It's fine. I'll go play.
You know what I love about him? When I watch him play, it just looks like he cares more than everybody else.
Yeah.
I watch these games, and what really – the reason why it's hard for me to watch regular season basketball is because it just looks – first of all, I know they're so good. They're just that good where it just doesn't look like they're trying. And it just looks like they're going through the motions when you watch them play. When you watch Anthony Edwards play, is that right?
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Ant-Man. When you watch him play – he's playing at a different level. Like his intensity level, different.
It's explosive.
His passion meter, different. It's like when, I was talking to my guy, Cuffs the Legend, on Saturday. You could catch him up on game, by the way.
What up, Cuffs?
He's basketball, like insider expert dude. He reminds me of like a mix between, and I know it's crazy because he's not, I mean, nobody will ever be MJ, but he's like a mix between MJ and Dominique Wilkins. Like he's so explosive and he's so emphatic with his finishes and like the way he moves. It's just, I feel like he's the star of the league right now. Like he's a star of stars. Like the way he plays the game, the way he moves. There's a purpose connected to the way he plays. And that's what, you know, I feel like when I start thinking about, because, you know, they were coming out with all these crazy memes, the 90 memes, leave the 90s in the 90s, like taking jabs at basketball in the 90s and how the basketball wouldn't compare to, you know, basketball now in the 2000s. Like, bro, Ant-Man is what 90s basketball looked like.
By the way, the Dominique Wilkins comp is a good comp.
Dominique Wilkins, bro.
My favorite dunker of all time.
Because it's just so valid.
Like that two-hand windmill he would do.
Bro, he was so valid.
And he was a two-footed jumper.
I was a two-footed jumper.
He never jumped off 1 foot, so
that's
if you
right.
watched Dominique dunk,
that's
he would
right.
go off 2
Power,
feet.
Power, dog.
And just to hear the rim, it was so...
Power.
He was so awesome.
I mean, explosive power. And, I really like this kid's game, man. I really like Anthony's game. I do. He is like he's actually. I look for his games now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah, he's pretty exciting.
And look, it's been a it's been a good year for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're battling for the one seed,
and they don't even have their bigs.
Yeah.
Like Towns is dealing with the meniscus. Gobert is he's out. He's dealing with whatever his. Illness, whatever.
According to Charles Barkley, it's him, you know, doing the money gesture, and apparently you don't want people to think the games are fixed in the NBA, even though you had an official who got popped
that
four years ago.
Said they can never find out. They can never find out.
He might have misspoke.
What are you doing, Rudy? They can never find out.
Hey, by the way, you know, it does look like Jokic is going to win MVP
again,
but Anthony Edwards is on the short list. So you've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's been fantastic. You got Luka. You got Giannis.
Jokic,
Tatum.
This would be what, his fourth one?
Third, I think.
Third.
Yeah, third. So
because your boy Joel got it last year, right? They finally gave it to him.
Yeah, well, listen, you got to campaign a little bit.
They finally gave it to him. Now, yeah. Now. How close to being MVP is he this year?
Not real close.
Not close.
Yeah, I don't know how close he is to even playing at this point. So, but we'll get to see that. But no, Anthony Edwards, that was impressive, man.
He's an impressive dude, man. And he's not just impressive because he's able to dunk. He's a scorer. Like, yeah. He scores like Kobe and MJ. Like, he's a scorer.
It's like, dude, people also forget about that. Like, Dominique Wilkins was a good player.
Oh, but like Dominique Wilkins was a great player.
But, like, you look at him and you go, yeah, but, you know, like, you know him for his dunking. It was like, no, man, like, look, Dominique, like, could play, dude.
Bro,
like,
they was mentioning his name with MJ. While MJ was in his prime. Like, think about it. Like, there was a couple dudes that, like, Patrick Ewing, Dominique Wilkins. What, Elijah Wan?
Yeah.
Clyde Drexler?
Yeah, Drexler was the other one.
There was a few names you mentioned where you were like, those are guys. Charles Barkley. People may not realize because Charles Barkley has become such a spectacle in the media and he's funny that way, but Charles Barkley was a dog. That man was a dog when he hooped. And so I don't know. But Dominique Wilkins, Neek was like, come on, man. Like, he was Atlanta's version of MJ.
25.7 rebounds a game for his career. Dominique Wilkins.
Average.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, but you think of the power dunks.
He gets, he was a scorer.
Yeah.
He wasn't, like, the greatest shooter.
He was a scoring champ.
But he was a scorer.
He was a scoring champ back in 85. He averaged 30 points a game.
Yeah, he was a scorer.
Yeah. Like, so, no. That's a good comp.
Thank you.
I like that one.
Oh, well, thank
Anthony
you.
Edwards, Dominique Wilkins.
With a little shake.
That's what I'm talking about.
Little bit, like a little shot of Michael MJ in him, man. I'm telling you, he's like a little bit.
By the way, did you see that SpaceX trail in the sky last
night?
Yeah, that's,
I didn't see it. I didn't see it, but yeah, I've seen it on the news.
Yeah, I saw it walking out of my mom's house.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell's that? I was hoping it was like a UFO or like
some
like
William
trail.
Shatner and
God,
Michael
please.
Strahan.
I want nothing more
it
than
was
to see.
The crank shuttle?
Like, I would do anything to see a UFO crash. Anything. And listen, like my apologies to any of the aliens or anybody on board that would suffer any sort
why
of
why do
injury.
We got to call them aliens, by
whatever.
The way.
I mean,
what would they be? Like, if
creatures.
We went up in there, what? Why has got to be a creature?
Like, creatures, whatever.
We used to call each other savages.
What else do you used to call
it? What are they going to call it? They see it, savages? They going to see something come from that UFO? It's like, savages.
Right.
Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to start making them, like, cultivate and stuff like that, start build stuff. Like, what you going to do with them?
Yeah. So if you were in Southern California, if you're listening on the Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports, which, by the way, on the Blowtorch tomorrow, the Dodgers season opener in Korea will be taking place. But if you were listening on the Blowtorch AM 570 LA Sports and you saw that thing in the sky, just want to let you know you are not high and or drunk. It was not a UFO. It was not a chemtrail. It was some sort of a SpaceX
what trail?
A chemtrail. Hour four, I'll give you the the other version of that. It was definitely not. No black light needed. Lee, do you have any more information on the SpaceX? I don't know, why that was the night. If you were going to do it, I guess do it the night after St. Patty's Day, just to see how many people are still banged up.
Right.
But so it was not. If you saw that in the skies of Southern California, don't worry about it. It was just a SpaceX rocket or whatever.
That's all it was.
Falcon 9.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
What was it called? It's Falcon 9?
Falcon 9 launches from Starlink satellite. Yeah.
Nice. Cool, man. It looked cool. All right, so it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio.
I tell you.
You know what?
You be having some sayings, man.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We do have live professional action going on in the world of sports. It's Major League Baseball. It's game two of the opener from South Korea with the Padres and the Dodgers. If you are just tuning in, Live Bet Jesus appeared a short time ago.
He did.
It's been a long time.
Showed up.
He made a pick. He's got the Padres -2.5.
It's already 5-2, right? And so they've come back, what, one run?
And so, so of course, right on cue, the bottom half of the very same inning that he made the pick, the Dodgers are now Padres.
Let's go, babe. Let's go, Dodgers. Let's go, Dodgers.
Why so disrespectful?
Let's go, Dodgers. Put this loser where he belongs.
I just don't understand. Woo! I mean, but it is funny that we bring up gambling.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, Shohei Ohtani finds himself in a little bit of a mess.
Uh-oh. All right,
there's a problem. And
what's the problem?
Well, according to the LA Times, his interpreter is being accused of massive theft of the Dodgers star, stealing millions from him in order to place bets with an illegal bookmaker. And the bookmaker is a guy by the name of Matthew Bauer of Orange County, is the target of a federal investigation. The interpreter has been working with Ohtani since 2017. He was promptly fired by the Dodgers yesterday. And the interpreter is kind of given different accounts of what actually happened, which makes this whole thing kind of strange. It started with him saying that, well, you know, he gave me the money to help cover gambling debts. And then and he just to try and help me get out of those debts. I saw a number around $4.5 million. Like, he was really, really gambling, like really getting after it. And then it was, they turned into, well, he didn't know that it was for gambling debts, and it was for, we think that he's this money's been stolen from him. There's just been a lot of things that don't really
Do you feel like
up.
Shohei is involved?
Is this a cover-up?
Yeah.
Is that basically what you're asking? Do you think it's a cover-up?
Is that what you're asking?
Gut feeling.
What's your gut feeling?
I think that Shohei Ohtani was trying to be a good friend, and then I think they realized when it was a little too late, hey, man, like, if you know this guy's got gambling debts and he's gambling on sports, probably a bad look that you're bailing the guy out and helping him out. And now they want to come back after the fact and say, well, he was unaware of all this and this money was stolen from him. How could the money be stolen from you if it was
if
like
he gave it to him?
Exactly. Like, that's the part where it doesn't
I feel like there's a greater likelihood this is a complete cover-up. And I have no basis for saying that outside of, if there was one person in this situation who you could say, well, who could have just been placing the bets for Shohei? It'd be this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one person that would end up being the fall guy in this scenario.
Oh, there it is. There's that term. I mean, at least he executed it to perfection, if that's what it is.
Y'all got a crew?
Everybody need a fall guy.
Am I wrong? I mean, maybe there's someone else in his life, but it sounds like the way this thing was set up, if Shohei had a gambling problem, this would be the guy that you would put it on. I mean, he's the perfect person to kind of say. So it's hard to ultimately know, but you've got a once-in-a-generation talent. And if there was, you know, if he was involved, I mean, this would be the guy to take the fall for him if that was the case. Obviously, there's nothing that states that it is that, but there's nothing that states that it's not either. Yeah. I mean, we really don't know. It's early on in this scenario, but I'm just saying, if there was a fall guy to take the rap, take the blame, this would be the perfect person for it.
$4 million is a lot of scratch.
$4.5 million, isn't it?
$4.5 million, a lot of scratch. But with that being said, $4.5 million in a situation like this.
Because if you're the interpreter, how are you gambling that much?
Right.
This guy's not, he's not getting paid that much to be an interpreter.
Or is he?
I think he's getting, I saw the number between $300,000 and $500,000 a year.
Well, that's not enough. So how are you betting $4 million? So there's your first,
I mean, unless he racked up some interest, in which, you know, there's a,
I mean, there
more penal interest for those of you.
Whoa.
Understands the that process.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they charge interest by the day.
All I know is $4 million, and it's like, oh, it came out of Shohei, and it was, I would say it's more likely to me that it was stolen versus him doing it. Like, him being the one that's placing these bets or giving the money, making it available for him to place those bets.
Did Shohei say he was aware, though?
I don't know.
Because he thought he was bailing him out of whatever issue?
Yeah, like that. Well, that's where this gets a little odd. Like, the interpreter was made available for an interview because the LA Times have been doing a deep dive on this, and people started to catch wind on this. And then, like, some of the answers didn't add up. And they're like, so wait a second. So Shohei knew that you were gambling and knew that you had a debt and gave you the money that he knew was for gambling debts to cover you on this? And then Shohei's camp kind of figured out, oh, well, that's not good. Like, if I didn't immediately part ways with the guy after I found out that he had been taking money from me and gambling, if that story was true, And I think that's where they kind of said, oh boy, we got to fix this. No. It was a massive theft. And we are working, you know, hand in hand with the authorities, and we're going to turn everything over to them so they know that everything's on the up and up. I just think that they thought they had the messaging together, only to realize the optics of this aren't great.
Well, the optics of it are even worse if that's what you did based off of the optics of it initially. Like, if you come back out and you change the narrative after that's already been put out there by your camp, if that's what indeed happened, that's worse optics. Right. That's worse to change the story now. It's worse.
It's like, and also the other part of this too, like, if, and I know Shohei's got a lot of money, but if you were just helping a guy out with gambling debts, like, hey man, I'll cover the, like, I just... How do you lose that much money and not account for that much money and not, like, just, that's why part of this just doesn't
add up.
Yeah. Like, it, and then the best part is, you know, the interpreter comes out and he says, well, I just want everybody to know Shohei had no involvement on this. He's never gambled on anything. And then it also goes on to state that he bet on the NFL, college football, NBA, international soccer, but just be clear, not Major League Baseball. I want to make this quick point on this. If you were that far in the hole, you would turn to what you know. And the idea that this guy was that far in the hole with a direct connection to a Major League Baseball star wouldn't go to that route to try and make up some of this that he lost, I find hard to believe.
You can have a direct connection to a guy by being his interpreter. How do you have a direct connection to his bank account?
Thank you.
That's like, to me, that's where this kind of...
Are you guys eventually going to come around to what I said? Because I feel like that's where this is.
Yeah,
right?
We know
that in America, in sports, in betting, it's a no-no. One of the greatest of all time cannot get in the Hall of Fame because Pete Rose gambled on games. We know this for a fact, right?
Yep.
And it's held him out of the Hall of Fame. Shohei Ohtani is one of the greatest players we've ever seen. He's been in the Major League Baseball for, what, 3 years now, since 2021?
He's been in MLB longer than that, I think. Because the interpreter was brought in 2017.
Okay. So, anyway, the thing is, I think as far as where he's kind of hit it big, it was about a few years ago where he started to play at that high of a level, I feel like. I don't feel like he's been in for that long, has he?
Maybe he's, I don't know, whatever.
I think his rookie season was like 2018.
Okay, fair enough.
But look, there's different cultures. Like, gambling in other cultures is not frowned upon in any way, shape, or form. In America, it's obviously being embraced now more than ever, but... I was asked this the other day, thinking, what's been the biggest change since you've worked in broadcasting? I said, gambling. 10 years ago, when I first started, you couldn't talk about anything on air. Tony Romo, at that point in time, was being condemned for trying to hold a fantasy tournament out in Vegas, and he couldn't do it. And 10 years later, we have teams in Las Vegas. We have gambling sponsors and partnerships. It's an entirely different world. And so that's America. In some cultures, it's existed for decades. It's always been a part of it. And I think there's the potential for that disconnect. There's the potential for a lot of things. It seems odd that he would have this much knowledge on a guy who had access apparently to his bank accounts and his money. And he could be placing that high a volume of bets on all sorts of different sports. And I think the concern and scare is that this is a future Hall of Fame player who could be implicated into something that could keep him out of the Hall of Fame. And that's a big knock on baseball and just the reach of baseball. Think about where they're playing right now.
Yep.
In Korea. I mean, this is in large part due to the way the Dodgers have constructed their roster with more of an international group of players that have that sort of reach. They wouldn't be there otherwise.
I mean, he's one of the great talents we've ever seen.
Ever. And since the game was invented.
Yeah. And so to have this.
How much do I think they're paying the interpreter to never talk?
I don't know, man.
Like, regardless of what the truth is, if he's covering up, if it's a scandal, if it's not a scandal, if he stole it, what? I mean, put it to you like this. Doesn't
Dodgers
he go
score two runs?
Yeah, they did.
God.
The Padres did.
Yeah, Padres.
Sorry, Padres.
Hey, listen,
Padres.
So if great for a theft as large as this, that's a federal offense.
Yeah.
He's doing some serious time if this is him and it's him acting alone
and
on doing this.
It should be noted this is all connected to a bigger investigation that involves Yasiel Puig, former Dodger, former Major League Baseball player. So it's not like it's just, well, it's a bunch of degenerate gamblers and one player happens to be caught up in this. It's like, no, there's another baseball player involved too. Like there's...
Like, this is who they were placing their bets with.
I just want, like, while this is going on, how does Major League Baseball handle this? Because they've got to do some digging and do their research. Like, can you just send Ohtani out there with all of this happening?
Yes,
and
you
just
have
say,
to.
All right.
Yes, you have to. I mean, the NFL would put him on the exempt list.
Yeah,
That's what they
did in the NFL when stuff like this was going on.
And if you're going to be as grandstandy as Major League Baseball is, to where you come out after the fact when you know guys were on the gas, and then say, "Oh, you condemn them and say they're never allowed in our Hall of Fame."
You let him play all them.
Oh,
games.
Of course. Like, hey, just look the other way, guys. Like, you doctored baseballs in home run derby so they would fly farther. You wanted the ratings up, so you let guys do whatever they could do, and then after the fact, you go, "Oh, we had no knowledge of anything like that," and then you tell, as Brady pointed out, Pete Rose can't get into the Hall of Fame. The guy's having
carrying
to,
the game.
He's having to sling autographs at the forum shops at Caesar's Palace in Vegas to try and make a living, and then you want to condemn him for like, you can't take that approach and then just say, "Well, we're going to wait until the investigation's over, but keep on playing." It's like that part. I don't know how they go through this and try and sell this to everybody as, "Hey, don't worry about it. We'll get this figured out in due time. But while we're at it, let our best player and most popular player in the entire sport go ahead and
keep playing
games.
It's whole career."
The interpreter.
So
like,
what do you really think then, Jonas? Because you keep leading to thinking that maybe it could be something else.
Because I don't want to sit here and claim that show. Look, if he's
no one's claiming that, but I think if we're listing off the possibilities, right. You can, like, this would be the perfect guy who would be the fall guy for this scenario.
Yes, I think that they sent him out to talk, and when he talked, people said, "So what you're saying is that, like, if this is being honest, that Shohei Ohtani wired money to a known bookie to cover gambling debts."
Right.
Well, yeah.
It's 9-2
like,
right now.
Like, that's a problem.
Well, I bet Jesus in trouble, dog.
He's
going to win.
What do you mean?
He took the Padres.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was -130, -150.
He took +2, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
-2.5.
-2.
Right.
Now
right,
the Pods are up 7.
They're up. Yeah, they're up 7. I got you. So the Dodgers got some work to do. I've never been a bigger Dodgers fan this moment right now.
I mean, where is Ohtani? Is he? They got a slot machine in the dugout or something? I just want to make sure he's paying attention to the game. But it is. I mean, if you were Major League Baseball, would you like put him on an exempt list and suspend him, or would you just say you just let him keep playing?
Let it go until it plays out. Let the law. We're not the law.
All right.
That's out of our jurisdiction. That's out of our jurisdiction.
Well.
Once we know more, once there's more that's there, then you make a decision, but not until then.
By the way, the Major League Baseball is going to Vegas soon, so this is, everything's fine. We're all good here.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
O'Reilly. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.